This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We talk about the power grid, the electrical system in this country, as if it were actually a single coherent thing. Truth is, it's a patchwork of a bunch of regional networks, most of them built a very long time ago. And you can imagine what this country might look like if the grid went out for some reason, say 10 days maybe. Forget just no lights. Try no running water, no gas pumps, so no trucks, so no food supply. Tomorrow and Thursday, there's going to be a large-scale simulation of an attack on the U.S. power grid. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has a preview.
Joshua Axelrod works at Ernst & Young. He advises companies on cybersecurity for critical infrastructure, stuff like the grid. On his list of stuff we'd miss if the grid went down, national defense.
You take out a couple transformers, 18 to 24 months to replace them. Can a military installation, is it ready to run for 18 to 24 months without its, you know, external electricity provider? Probably not.
Axelrod spoke recently at a conference sponsored by the agency behind this week's drill. That's the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, NERC. Axelrod called his talk, How the Grid Will Be Hacked.
These systems have never really been designed with security in mind. We're looking at an industry that uses technology that sometimes is, you know, upwards of 20 to 30 years old and still in place. It's just not built inherently for the world that we live in.
And that's just the computer end. In the spring, a guy with a rifle damaged 5 transformers at a substation in California. And even if you're not a great shot, a lot of installations are out in the middle of nowhere and unmanned.
You can get to those locations and you can cut a lock, jump a fence, break into a control house door, and start manipulating systems.
Axelrod says the main thing that keeps the grid safe from full-scale attack, well, safe-ish, is mainly its size and complexity. Players who have the capacity to knock it out and keep it out, that's big countries like China, just don't have anything to gain. You need for that more of a James Bond supervillain type, and they haven't shown up yet. So tomorrow starts NERC's 2-day drill, the North American Grid Security Exercise 2013, GridX. There'll be more than 2,000 workers from utility companies, regulators, and law enforcement from across North America. Ted Gutierrez runs cybersecurity for the Northern Indiana Public Service Company, NIPSCO. 2 years ago, he took part in the first GridX.
A few minutes into the exercise, you forget that it's an exercise.
Gutierrez works in the most generic environment imaginable. It's this little concrete one-story office building and super dated but clean. And it's in this little campus behind a Home Depot. Across the parking lot, NIPSCO's control room gets tucked into a similar building. And Gutierrez signs me in with his colleague, Ed Gordon.
This is the critical infrastructure protected physical barrier or perimeter.
And it's a glass door.
It's a glass door.
Inside, it's a big room with dim lights and high ceilings. A 20-foot desk faces a wall full of screens, and one guy sits there at that desk, watching, clicking, answering radio calls. Another 4 or 5 people lean back at smaller desks.
That's super exciting, and we like to keep it that way.
But tomorrow, a few of these folks will get a great big jolt. The scenario for this year's GridX ups the ante from the first go-around. Brian Harrell runs GridX. He says 2011, GridX 1, just had a cyber attack. This time, you can expect stuff to actually blow up.
We don't throw in the hurricane at the last second. However, we are really trying to push ourselves to the limits.
But there is one element of a real, nationwide, long-term blackout that GridX 2 will not address. Telecommunications. In the world of the game, the internet and the phone system will keep working.
It's very difficult to run an exercise without phone lines and email, I'll be honest with you. You know, that may be something that we look at for next time.
That's GridX 3. Look for it in 2015. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.